I didn't get to go at all.
Oh!
Yeah! Do your thing. Do where you go. Say.
Hey! Look who's here, everybody. Boy, we're mailing it in already.
Hi.
Past the thousands.
It's me. I'm the other camera. Yay!
Hey!
Look at this. Look what I got. I found this. It's crazy. So where the couches are installed.
Right.
I go down. I'm on it the other day. And something must have happened where there was a laundry mishap or something, because I find my wife's sopping wet panties and this shirt back there, which is a Bob's Discount Furniture shirt.
Right.
And it turns out Bob is the official furniture store of the New England Patriots. So someone left this. There
maybe
was also two used condoms and a note saying thanks for the Bobo blowjob.
Maybe. She was in such a hurry to surprise you with that shirt when you came home. She wanted to hide it from you so she could surprise you later.
Yeah.
And she frantically ran to the laundry room, you say?
No, it was in the main room.
Oh, in the main room to hide it, and it caused her to sweat old man semen into her panties.
Quite possible.
Which she tried to collect in not one, but two condoms.
So when girls get nervous, they sweat old man semen.
Old man semen, and they collect that in a condom. You don't want it dripping on your nice new shirt.
Well, that's great. So I got this. Well, someone actually sent me this, but it's a lovely gift. Thank you. And it's a Bobo shirt and a Patriot shirt. And I think, I don't know who I'm going to root for. We're having the Compound West Super Bowl party.
You're definitely doing that?
Yeah. Guests include Blairett, Don, Garrett, John, their significant others.
Who is the other one?
Dale is coming.
So it's just
Gabby Hoffman.
Yeah, I love Dale.
Yeah, he's
it's
awesome.
It's going to be a fun time.
It's just a gay sex party is what you're saying then.
No, my wife is going to be there.
Are Blanders and Dactus is going to be able to make it?
I hope so.
Will they be swinging by?
That's one guy, Gino.
Yeah. It's Blanders Dactus.
I wasn't paying attention. I was
Gina
nervous.
From West Side Comedy Club is coming.
Oh, really?
Bo, the bartender there. And who else? Dale. Nava Joe, I think, is coming.
Yeah.
Is Bob going to be there?
I don't know if he will, but this shirt will. I'll tell you that. So it's going to be exciting. We're having steak. That's it.
Really?
Most Super Bowl parties have nachos, wings. We're just having steak, Garrett.
No beer, no dip, steak.
I'll bring something for myself.
No, just steak.
You don't like steak?
The last two times I had it.
You had about maybe... Maybe third time's a charm. I think it'll be good. You have a spare room?
Yeah.
I'll try it.
All right. Yeah, we're going to have steak.
If you have a bad steak, and he'll make you a special one just so, you know, there's no problems. Then you go upstairs. You got a guest room, right?
You like yours bloody, right?
The steak.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Then
you go upstairs and you sleep it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you do, buddy. Come in Monday.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Okay. So it's exciting. I didn't smoke a cigar yesterday. I was ill. I didn't feel great, so I stayed home. I had to miss doing Chip Chipperson podcast.
That was a fun time.
How was it?
It's like our show. You can't explain it.
Yeah.
You just get there, you hold on.
Did you laugh?
I did.
Did you say racist stuff?
I did. Not really.
No.
You can't get a racist joke.
How was Anthony? Super fun?
Super fun. Karen Feehan, that's her métier. She does well. Christina Palumbo. It's just...
Yeah.
It's bedlam.
I would have loved to have gone. I wish I could have been there. I didn't want to get everybody sick. I felt under the weather. I needed a night of sleep. So I was in bed by 10.
That's great.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know, you're getting older. Like if I don't have a gig on a Friday, I'll call people. Like, what'd you do? I was asleep by 11.
So every Friday you go
every
to sleep
Friday
by 11?
Every Friday I'm in bed by 11.
Crazy.
Nice and chipper.
Yesterday we had a great show. Now we think, how do you get better than yesterday's show?
You put on 19 guests and you don't have to do shit.
Well, it was great. We
have a porn star.
I'll tell you this. When we announced TJ Miller, I think a lot of people thought
it
was going to be
we
a face.
We were laughing about
out.
That.
Yeah. And then it was great that we told him we did. And then I went back and watched the old episodes with him. And he's much nicer when it's real him.
Yeah. Are we concerned he's going to go back and watch his previous appearances?
Not anymore. We've.
Did we rectify that? I bumped into him later after the show with Norton because they were meeting up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cheerful guy. He's like, he was like, thanks again.
Yeah.
Good time. Then he walked away. We'll never see him again, will we?
Probably not, but it was great. It was great to have him on, and that's it. We've been asked to go to Cleveland on March the 3rd, so let me know how many people would be interested in coming out to Cleveland to see us at Hilarities on March the 3rd.
I'm busy that day.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing?
And we're going to Europe for a few weeks. Do you have a passport?
We're going to Canada.
Oh.
It's not
Canada.
Europe.
Sorry.
Yeah, but right. Montrose has a European flavor.
Yeah.
Now what is
he? Can he go to Montreal?
You can go to. You have a passport?
That's Canada, right?
Yeah, it's Canada.
Yeah, I don't have a passport, so I could go there.
No, you need a passport to go to Canada. You just show it and they might check your, give you a cavity search.
No, I went there when I was a kid. I didn't have a passport then.
You didn't need it then. You need it now.
Yeah, there was a thing that happened with.
Yeah, that whole nine.
Yeah.
That whole muzzy and. People renting vans in Toronto. You know the guy.
Yeah, very excited.
I'm not going to stay there. What do they care?
I that's what I was thinking. We got a big show today. Pantelis from Two Drink Minimum is here.
Yes.
A-Marie Castillo. Absolutely hilarious, by the way. Love her since she helped break that Louis story. She helped Louis masturbate in front of nine people.
No, she was just on a show.
She held the door and held a revolver at their heads.
No.
Did I read it wrong?
You may have read some comments correctly, which I'm sure they said.
Yeah.
They throw around the word rape like it's... Oh, I love this Gronk.
It's like you can't rape anybody anymore. You
can't rape anyone anymore.
Oh, what I'm saying. That's why I said it's like that.
But you could never rape people. No.
Freddie G is here, by the way.
That's his
Kenny's,
actual name.
Yeah, Kenny's younger brother.
That's his real name. Like, you know, he just...
Gary, you know Kenny G?
Love him.
Yeah, this is his brother, Freddie G. He's a comic. I've seen him several times. Really good, really tight. Now, someone sent a gift to us. I'm going to guess this is Anthrax. Let me see. I don't know who it's from. The beauty of this is that you never know anyone's... Oh, what timing! What timing!
One more time.
What timing!
Bob's first... Wow. That is from a buddy... That's from Fisher over in Grenville something.
It looks brand new.
I can't imagine you used it a lot.
I really hope you got this for free. I hope you didn't have to make this. Now, this is called... Haitian bandages.
No, it's not.
And what the Haitians use instead of real band-aids after the flood is bubble wrap.
They have AIDS. They're dying of AIDS.
We got a Bob's Furniture. I got to take this home to my wife and smack her with it. You ever smack a woman with a mug?
No. No.
It's frowned upon.
Yes. Well, you can't do that anymore. You can't rape women or hit them with mugs. Anything else, fair game.
You're sure?
Do whatever you want.
All right. This is my Super Bowl getup. This is what I'm going to wear. I hope that you get something special for the Super Bowl.
Well, I'll be with Kenny G. Oh, Freddie G.
Freddie G.
And A. Marie at Stand Up New York Comedy Club, buddy.
That's great.
And then we'll...
Are you going to wear something special?
I'm going to wear a little something. I'm going to wear something special in about half an hour when our girl, Cam Girl, calls in.
Oh, yeah. Not a porn star.
Not a porn star. Is it... An insult to call her a porn star when she's a cam girl? Hold on, he's getting there.
I don't think she'd really care. She was probably raped.
I don't know the etiquette.
I think the label that you put on what she does is you know, way less. And she was Muslim originally, so there was probably a
goat. Was she really?
Yeah, don't you remember she said that? She was Arabic or Muslim or one of those brown
I may
things.
Have been looking at her breasts. She sent us with the top.
Her clitoris.
She sent this lovely picture. Look at this. Gino and Aaron, Compound Media and In Hot Water Show. Go Pats, baby. I love you guys so much. You are the most amazing group of people I've ever met, including Garrett. That was just hurtful.
Oh, wow.
It's in my handwriting. Thank you for welcoming me with open arms, big hearts, and dicks. Oh, look at that. Wouldn't that? And then there's another one. That's just for the good guy. Just for the good guy. And we'll have to scrape some stuff off. You can't really see it. Okay. Super Bowl video today, Garrett.
Yeah, Super Bowl's coming up. Thanks, Deep Discount.
No, that's a different thing. Doing the Super Bowl video today, Garrett. Excited? It's already.
You wrote it already?
This guy. Not even. I didn't even open the laptop.
But
yet.
We have like half an hour between here and morning. We could just film it real quick.
No, we'll have
you don't
like,
have to go home and move your car and come all the way back.
Don't have to move my car. I was hoping to grab a stick with Aaron Berg to make it even more last minute.
Here's what could happen. It's possible I can have a stick today because I didn't smoke yesterday, but I got it. I only have the sitter until 1:30. My wife is on set of Billions all day today.
Nice.
She's being the axe thrower in an episode.
That is not a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing because they go to the axe throwing and she's like the axe throwing stand-in because the other person's not a pro axe thrower, so she's going to throw axes.
That's
then
fucking
Monday
awesome.
Monday is her last day of work, and then Tuesday we file for divorce.
What was the last part?
Monday's her last day of work.
And then you said Tuesday. What are you doing Tuesday?
I'll do the show on Tuesday. Why?
I heard something about filing for... Yeah, it does, I'm sure.
We had a good argument last night, which you go. I go, do you want me to tell you about on-set etiquette? Because as you know, I've been the lead in a television series, and I've done several guest appearances.
You did a movie called Bad Meat?
Bad Meat.
Which I didn't watch. I swear, I've got to watch that. But
overlooked for the Oscars. John Strange just got here. Thank God. John, you're here. Thank you. So where was I going with this?
On set
no.
etiquette.
It's a file. Yeah, so I tried to send her.
What are you doing in there?
Things are going very well. So we had an argument where, so I go, look, when you're on set, you want to just keep your own business. You don't want to, it's not about you. You're just playing in someone else's sandbox. That's what it's like when you're doing a guest thing or something small. So then she got upset. She's like, why are you telling, I don't need to know all this. And I go, look, you're upset. You have high expectations. Now you're mad at me. I don't want to get into this.
Right.
I'm very calm now, you know, since I'm, you know.
Well,
since...
you went to a therapist and you're in touch with your emotions now.
Yeah,
you...
I have seven emotions.
Seven emotions?
Yeah.
No, I think there's seven planets or deadly sins.
What no, are you... I have seven emotions.
What are those seven emotions?
Before I just had anger and,
okay, what
and
are those...
happy crying.
What are those seven now? Happy, sleepy, grumpy. What are the other four?
Yeah.
Dopey.
What? See, this
grouchy sleeping, Bobapedic,
date rape.
Date rape's not a thing anymore.
I didn't know you had seven emotions. That's well, congrats on that.
Yeah, it's great. I'm very excited. So we have some stories. You want to get this? Oh, fear, anger, sadness, joy, disgust, surprise, trust, anticipation.
Wait, what are those?
It's eight. The anticipation is in brackets.
But wait, those are the seven emotions?
It's those are the eight basic emotions.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to write them on my hand so next time my therapist asks me, I can just pull one out.
How about a masturbatorial remorse? That's not an emotion.
Shame.
Your rage.
Indignation.
How about hate fucking? Is that an emotion?
No, that's an action.
Okay. Well, what's the emotion that drives you to hate fuck?
Missing Alex.
She'll call. She waved at me. We were nearby each other last night on Messenger.
Yeah.
I didn't wave back.
That's not good. You did sex on her five times the other day. You owe her that.
Mush that in there.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got?
You have a red thing on your neck?
I thought it was gone. The Where?
The back. On the back.
Oh, yeah. No, don't ruin it. You know what that is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not like it's a surprise, but yeah.
Oh, it's still a surprise.
What did you think? Wait.
Garrett was wondering.
I thought you had some dumb necklace on.
Thanks, Steven Singer.
I enjoy this little show. I enjoy it.
Bip, bitty, bip, bitty, bip, bitty, bip, bitty, 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 bitty. Breaking news. Bip, bitty, bip, bitty, bip, bitty, bip, bitty, 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 bitty. Breaking news. All right, this just in, Gino.
Hey, legit news guy.
How are you? I'm very excited. I'm going to Philadelphia tomorrow if they remind me. Stroke.
I will be doing I'm calling into Philly tomorrow, Philly radio, so hopefully that will drum
That'll
up some
really
biz.
Bring them out in droves. You're going to be more popular than Russ Gutten in Atlantic City.
Papa Gutten?
Get this down, Donnie. Remind me. I'm having problems with that word today.
Are you okay?
Remind me.
I feel very pretty.
Pack
right
the
now.
Hat so that I can show up at the early show tomorrow. There's going to be cigars. I was thinking about heading in earlier tomorrow.
Right.
But then I thought, why bother? We're going to be in a cigar place all night. So do we really need to go and see Ellis show us women shitting out of their pussy videos?
See the latest one he sent?
What?
He sent
I don't watch a thing he sends me because I know it's going to end in poo and vaginas.
So, hey,
Yes?
Forget. I was going to say, how are we driving? Am I driving down with you, legit news guy?
I haven't figured this out yet. I got to go for a heart sonogram in the morning.
A lot of move. Like, I was going to go down tonight and then go in studio to the place.
I bet you were going to go down tonight.
But I... No, you're thinking of something else. Oh. But I'm not going to do that because I don't feel like getting up early tomorrow.
Why?
Because if... I'd have to get up at, like, 6 o'clock to go in studio.
Do what? Morning radio?
Yeah.
And then you think that people are going to come to see us rather than go to the two good clubs?
Yeah, you're right. There you go. So you just answered my question.
That's right.
I wish you hadn't answered
it. I've got a doctor's appointment at 10. Maybe you'll pick me up in the city and then we'll go. But I got to be back tomorrow night because I got, like, 8 shows in the city on Saturday and I'm shooting something for that Neanderthal television.
Well, I feel like we... Then I feel like
Dutch
we made...
Dutch television. That's what it is.
I feel like we made the plans then.
With Jandino. The black guy that looks good in yellow.
That's right. If you don't know Jandino...
Not a lot of them out there.
Google.
Some of them, you throw them in, you're like, what happened? Did you get stung by bees and thrown in an oven?
There's the John laugh. It's becoming my favorite sound on the show.
But I got a big story for you coming in hot off the presses.
If you don't know who Jandino is, Google Dutch comedian, comma, black guy, comma, no, seriously.
Do you know it's hot off the presses?
Can't be that good. I didn't hear John
laugh. It's a big one. Big banging story in this time of Helen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
And the other dykes and the guy that was with the Empire, they threw bleach on him when he lied. And
how did a guy that got beaten up, thrown bleach on, and a rope thrown around, not have a mark on him?
Well, it's simple, because he got fucked in the ass and then was ashamed and then made up a story.
All right, what's this hot off the press story you have?
Hot off the presses.
Yes.
It's a big one.
Go
it's
on.
About opera. You like the opera?
Oh,
I took Dottie there one night, and let me tell you this. I've never felt gayer.
How about after you proposed her and said that's the most straight you've ever felt?
It's the most straight I've ever felt. But then I went to the opera, and I'll tell you this. A lot of fatties.
Where?
These fat women that are parading around like it's all right. And they're singing, and all I'm thinking is you should stop drinking Tang.
Well, it's to be expected. Because an opera is a very elite kind of thing. You're used to a lavish lifestyle. You're going to have a lot of people that, you know, they've
now,
been...
This is a shocker. You would think opera singers crushing pussy.
No, no. These are people that have been pampered their whole life. And it's less about, you know, getting out there and working on yourself. It's more about just making appearances. So you're pampered. So you're kind of more likely to be a little heavy, a little well-fed, a little soft.
Right. But have you gone to see the opera?
No.
I'll tell you this. They wear some weird goggles.
I did. No.
You ever see a man watching the opera?
The spectacles, yeah.
It's crazy.
I did take my niece to see a musical, but Sarah Bareilles didn't show up and she's dead to me.
Sarah Bareilles, you went to see Waitress.
Yes, and
Sarah called off sick that week because she had chlamydia.
Yeah, no. And now the new Waitress, I don't. If you get the chance, go see the new Waitress musical because the Waitress is actually black and the musical's a lot faster because there's no tipping in the musical.
That's a good one.
It's actually, by the way.
Dottie, get that down. Remind me to tell Charles the doorman. He's a fellow of color. Remind me to tell him that little ditty. So when he comes up to him, here, I'll practice. Dottie, you be you. You be Charles, I'll be me. All right.
We get it.
Yes, lobby, please. Charles, how are
lobby,
you today?
Lobby, please.
What?
What?
Hi, Charles. Lobby, please.
Charles Garrett.
Hmm?
Lobby, please.
Hi.
Hey, I heard a little ditty that you and your people would probably enjoy.
He's not going to tell this well. It's not going to go well.
There's a new show on Broadway.
Have you
ever walked by there when you were going back home to the Bronx?
What's it called?
It's called Waitress.
Waitress.
I've never seen it.
Well, now there's a new star, and she's one of your people, which means it's a quicker show because people have to go to a different fountain.
It's really not
Excuse me, Mr. Reporter, but what does that mean?
It means because your people don't...
You didn't set it up right. You might be upsetting them.
Knock, knock.
It's not it.
Oh, yeah. Who's there?
Black Waitress.
Black Waitress who?
Black Waitress stole my purse, and that's why I can't tip her.
That's actually better than my joke. That's much better than my joke. I'm not going to lie to you.
There'll be a very large Christmas bonus for you. Lobby, please. You haven't pressed the button.
You've been on the lobby the whole fucking time.
I'm in the lobby. My mistake. Anyways, we have a man calling in that watched this opera and has the entire story of it. Beep, bitty, beep, bitty, beep, bitty. We're going to Skype him in to you.
I'd love to get Garrett's take on this. We're going to be talking to an opera singer. Hang on,
there's a little problem with the connection. He can't see where the button is to press.
There's no music. I can't Skype if I can't button press.
What happened is he's a man at the opera watching the opera.
A famous opera singer? No, he's the actual singer. And his
but we have a man that saw the whole thing go down.
Oh, so this isn't either of the accused. It's you found it. Let me see if I got. Did you find a picture of someone with the glasses and you just want to put it on Skype? Is that pretty much it? Is that what you did?
What?
Do the basically you're. You're trying to get this picture, like, set so you can just put the...
No, I'm just reading fan mail from the T.J. Miller episode. What's the issue?
Oh, it's so funny. A famous opera singer, her husband...
All right, you ready to Skype then?
Yes. Yes, I am, but... Ah, there it is. Yesterday, P.J. Miller answered one of the Skypes. Did I say P.J.? It's over for me. Here, what the fuck is this? All right, Boss Hog, you're in hot water with Gino and Aaron.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I've seen Vivica 4 times, Vesuvius 9 times, and Phantom of the Opera 2.
Can I, a quick question before we get to the interview and what's going on?
I tried to go see Waitress, but there was a black woman on the stage, so I figured they weren't done cleaning.
You're doing all of it so much better than my joke. What are you looking through right now?
Because, well, these are my opera glasses.
Right. Now, do you have a... You ever heard the phrase, now, if I could get a second set of eyes to look at this? Have you ever... Do you hear that a lot?
I do, indeed. Mainly with painting and vehicles.
Now, what we're calling in about is there's a famous opera singer, and I'm sure you saw it. His name is David Daniels.
Love David. Does fantastic work. Always a pillar of the community. I donated the David Daniels wing to the Yale Library.
I don't think that exists. And his conductor husband, Scott Walters, 37, were arrested in Michigan. Why does this all go on in Michigan? Isn't that where the whole...
Well, that's where opera's queen, or king, if you will.
What is the opera you fancy the most in Michigan?
La Boheme.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Can you give us a little... You seem like you got quite a little set of pipes on you. Maybe you could give us a little taste of something.
Oh, no. I'm an aficionado of the arts, not an artist. I'm a supporter and an artistic angel, but I never dabble. However, once in a while, before my dear Helen passed away, I was known to whip out quite a little bit of Happy Birthday.
But not... All right, well, maybe you can help weigh in on this, and I'd love to...
Oh, you...
You weren't going to sing.
Happy birthday to you.
You weren't singing. You said you wanted to.
You're dead from methamphetamines and sex. Thank you.
I did ask. All right.
Why, I've never done that. I'm all giddy. I get why they do it.
Yeah, it felt good, didn't it?
Yes, he's a real great man, Mr. Daniels.
Well, it turns out him and his husband are being held in county jail and are
waiting. Sorry, his what?
Him and his husband. His husband.
There must be a typo or something there. Mr. Daniels is a pillar of the opera community and therefore clearly married to a woman. This is the state of Michigan where gay marriage is illegal.
Well, then you're going to hate to hear he reportedly Schultz. There you go. He's being held in a... Thank you for... I had 8 mini strokes. He's being held in county jail where he's awaiting extradition to Houston because they're accused of raping a third man, Samuel Schultz, who's a...
I'm sorry, what?
They're accused.
You're saying that there's 3 males involved in this.
3
and
males?
There was a rat. How would that occur?
Well, here's what I think they did. What they did is, and trying to distract, they invited him out for a steak dinner, right?
Yes, so steak is lovely.
Yeah, you take him out for steak, and it's the easiest thing to do. What you do is you put some kind of drug in their steak that knocks them out. Totally knocks them out. But it doesn't knock them out immediately. They get really drowsy. So what you do is, like, you say, hey, Garrett, hey, dude. You look a little sleepy.
Yo, sorry to interrupt. Is it?
What's that, Garrett?
This is sounding like...
Nah, you're thinking of something else. What you do, Mr. Aficionado, is right when they're getting sleepy, you act like, you know, you're really friendly. You're like, I got a place where you can lie down. Now, when they're lying down, that's when it hits them and they're out and you start...
Wait.
Hammering
them.
Hammering them in the ass. Hammering them, and you're high-fiving, and and they're just out. And then you're laughing about how they're going to next day wake up and not know what happened. And they're bleeding, and the more they bleed, the funnier it is. It's great. It's great. So that's what this guy did. That's what he did.
What?
Yeah.
You know how we went to steaks?
What? Now, Garrett, you're thinking this is a completely different thing. You're letting your imagination run wild.
Right. This is opera singers you're speaking
so
of.
So you just made up that whole hypothetical.
Apparently. The men denied that they got the move from a popular podcast in the Northeast. They said they'd never heard of the show, nor the producer, who also has, quote, ridiculous claims about the sex he fucking wanted in the first place. Now, I am just reading this. It's weird. It's weird. I wouldn't believe that guy either. He changes names of producers every other week. Oh, I'm reading the wrong one. All right. He said, actually, I'm going to read what it actually says. Yes. He says he blacked out and afterwards came to the next day, found himself in severe pain alone in the house, bleeding from the anus.
So wait, you're saying he was over at Mr. Daniels' house.
Wait, I'm sorry, sir.
What is it, Garrett? We're trying to do a story here.
That was my same outcome twice.
Yeah, but this poor guy was raped. What happened to you was you just had some bad meat four times.
Great movie, by the way. It's on Amazon Prime.
Never heard
of
it.
But you said that thing about steak in the beginning.
Yeah, well, that's just what these guys... These people are devious. They're gays. So that's what they do.
So you're saying Mr. Daniels and his brother were at home, and this man came there and had an accident where he fell on something using his buttocks.
Repeatedly. He said he blacked out when he's like, I was sore and I didn't know why. Again, Garrett, it's just a coincidence. And then he goes, I made my way to the bathroom to figure out why I hurt. I just envisioned Garrett saying,
ditto.
Ditto. Does this sound familiar? And quote, I was bleeding from my rectum. I became numb. I was paralyzed with fear. And then I asked, what happened last night?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Turns out a coworker had dropped a glass earlier at the opera, and a shard of the glass must have fallen into his drink.
All right.
How could I escape? How would I get out? Where were my clothes? Daniels and Walters were at breakfast at the time. When they returned, he claims Daniel told them they had unprotected sex. I remember David saying, don't worry about the BB thing. I'm totally negative. Anyone here want to tell me what BB stands for? Anyone?
I'm guessing Big Black.
Close. Bare back.
Sorry, what's that?
It means he put his dick in him without a...
Well, that's how you would do it, isn't it?
Right. I mean, you know why? Because he doesn't wear a condom. He was having gay sex, but
he's
not a faggot.
We have Mr. Daniels.
What's that?
We have Mr. Daniels.
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, oh, yeah, the Skype thing. Pantelis hasn't left yet. God, that guy's great.
Hello? How are you? Good morning, Gino. I'm here to defend my good name.
Yes, okay. David Daniels, you and your conductor husband, Scott, are accused of drugging and fucking one of the people in your, I guess, opera, chorus, whatever the fuck.
Lies!
It's not what it says. It says here...
False! At who?
It says you took him out. He doesn't drink. Obviously, you put something in his drink. And 8 years later, are you listening or are you just humming?
To your 8-year-old lie.
8 years later, he came forward and said that you were.
Well, I came forward as well.
How about your husband, Scott?
Oh, he came backwards.
Well, he's accusing you of rape, and you're currently being held in a cell. Now, how do you plan on getting around this little hiccup, shall we say?
I'll listen to my music, and I'll make sweet with the other cellies. Oh, there's a fellow over there. Let me speak with him for a moment.
That would be great.
To prove to you I'm not a rapist, watch my elegant speaking. Hello, sir.
Hello, David.
How are you?
You wonder why Garrett gets fucked in the ass all the time.
I am great this evening. Thanks
As
for asking.
Am I. Would you like to fuck?
Yes, I would.
Ta dun dun dun.
Take out your cock
and slide it in your brown ass and come inside. If I'm tired, then I may pee and lie to you and say I came. Now shut up!
There's Taylor. 9:30 on the nose. okay?
Yeah.
Is this consensual, David? David?
Sure.
It just sounds like you're raping one of your cellmates.
That's correct.
Okay, so if they're watching this, do you think it's really going to maybe hurt your case that you're saying it was consensual sex?
First of all, I'm gay. Right. Second of all, I have a husband.
Yes, but that's
redundant. Third of all, nobody will believe that other man. Okay. He's a liar. Okay. Yes, we raped him, but prove it.
Well, you just admitted to raping him on a national show.
This is subscription-based. There's a paywall.
Yeah, but they could still use it.
I feel pretty safe about what I'm saying.
So what's your go-to move for date raping people?
Well, we be very friendly with them, work with them, give them nicknames, you know. What was the name of the man claiming rape?
It was either Blarett or... Oh, Schultz, Stevie Schultz.
Samuel, so Stevie, Schultz, sometimes we'd call him DV. Sometimes we'd call him Bleavy. We'd give him different names.
Sure.
And just pretend to be friendly with him. And then, like, around the holiday season, we'd take him out for a dinner, you know, to a nice steakhouse.
Right.
Feed him, maybe drug his steak a little, get him sleepy, and then pummel the fuck out of his shitter.
Now, would you
till he bleeds. And the more he bleeds, the funnier it gets.
Now, would coworkers be complicit in this, say, fellow producers and such?
Sure. Some people would, like, come up with stories and be like, oh, a glass must have broken or something.
So
we all just have a good time.
Yeah, it's so weird. You'd be surprised how often that happens.
Oh, yeah. So would the guy we raped.
Now, you're a good-looking man. I mean, you...
Not really.
You really? You're not.
I'm like you, but fatter.
I don't know.
It's like Joe Prano, you, me.
And Harvey Weinstein.
Sure.
Little touch of that. All right. Well,
I call my nuts Madame Butterfly.
But do you think the... I just got that from my father. Do you think...
I've got to go clean the fecal matter off my wang.
Do you think the fact that he waited 8 years to come forward is going to play into being bullshit?
Sure, he's a faggot liar.
What? Oh, that came back to me. All right, well, there you go.
Gotta go see my hubby. Talk to you later. Thanks for letting me talk about rape on your show.
Oh, best of luck. There you go. Oh, that's a nice start. Nice little
Jitter, you got some guests in the studio today.
We got guests. Should we take this caller and then get to the guests?
You got a caller? Take the caller, and then we'll go to the guests.
Okay, so as you...
I'm going to go in the closet, and I think that Facebook app is... the FaceTime thing is fixed.
All right, can we go to a screen thing so I can do the reveal here? Ladies and gentlemen, you're all familiar. You're all familiar with the lovely Taylor Stevens, who has been calling in the past 3 weeks. We're trying to get her to come back here. We might have to go up there and stalk ourselves. I made a bet with Taylor Stevens that should somehow the Chargers get butt-fucked by the Patriots, which they did, I would indeed wear her fucking top. Can you even see this ridiculousness, Taylor Stevens?
I can't see right now. I can't see right now, but I will. I'll make sure to see it, and especially.
Hang on,
Taya.
It's Aaron. I can see it.
And it's absolutely.
Hang on one sec.
It's absolutely terrifying.
Tay, just hang on one sec. We got sound problems.
What are you doing in there? Really? Please tell me you're jerking off to the Taylor.
He's like hairy, but it's all even. Tay, you're missing it.
Oh, good lord.
I'll catch up.
By the way, I want to thank you for the picture.
You guys both fill it out the same.
I want to thank you for the pictures you sent, Taylor. They were fantastic. The one you sent, there you go. Make sure you tweet this so Taylor can see her handiwork. I got to tell you, the top smells fantastic. Well, it smells a little bleachy now for some reason. Is that odd? Is that odd?
It's because you came in it.
Yes, I've had it in my apartment all week. You could really, it's amazing. All right, Taylor, so you ready for the big game? Oh, by the way...
I'm very nervous. I'm ready, though. Very, very ready. I'm in Vegas, so it's early here. But for you guys, I would wake up any time of the day.
You were at the AVNs this weekend. How did that go?
It was amazing. Very, very, like, busy convention. Great times. The awards were great. And it was fun. It was fun, but I got a little sick. I was in the hospital, actually, for a day about 2 days ago, but I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
What'd you go into the hospital for?
I had, like, a really bad flu and some bronchitis, so jeez. I'm on medication, but I'm okay. I'm getting better. Got to be ready for Sunday.
It's a good thing you didn't get a chest cold. You'd be on life support. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Let me explain she's got big tits. Big
Gino,
tits.
She has big tits.
Big tits,
so
and it'd be a chest cold. Chest cold. All right. Oh, and real, so I called you a porn star. I apologize. You're a cam girl. I always say...
I do solo porn, so I'm a solo porn star. It doesn't matter. You can call me anything.
I just wanted to make sure that I... Because Aaron Berg, my much smarter front of your half, corrected me and said, she's a porn star. What are you doing in there? Not a cam girl. She's not a porn... Whatever. So you're nerd...
I'm a little bit of everything, Gino.
You are a lot of everything. God bless you. So here's my question. So you're nervous. Why are you... Because I will say this, and I'll pay you a compliment, aside from the fact that you're hot in, you know, football. You're a genuine Patriots fan, because real fans, and if you're ever in New York, you'll be surrounded by Jets fans who are stupid. They're dumb. And every week they'll sit there and tell you, oh, the Patriots cheat and we're going to win it all next year, blah, blah. They're stupid. And they think they're going to win every game and they never do. But genuine fans like you only see what can go wrong. Now, I will go first and tell you, I don't see the Patriots. I can't see them losing this game. Knockwood. Not trying to jinx you. I think this is a Rams team that if that ball doesn't squirt through, I said squirt, doesn't squirt through Alshon Jeffrey's hands, fucking, I think the Eagles are playing your Patriots again. Maybe you have something to worry about, but I think the Saints weren't a very good team. They barely got by them. I think... Like, it's basically a home game.
Taylor, hang on one sec. I got someone on my cam here. I'm just trying to figure out how to donate. This guy's hot.
Here we go.
Hey, buddy. Hi.
What are you doing?
I'm tipping you.
Are you tipping me?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Shut up.
Feels so
dirty.
Hey,
can you hold the pencil in the other hand? Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Oh, boy.
Pick up the mug. Oh, that's it. Good girl.
Oh, they're going to screenshot
Good girl.
That
Squeeze them together.
Stop. No.
Come on, Gina.
I can't wait.
It's $87 so far. You shut up. You want to be in the movie Fame or don't you?
Yes.
All right,
don't
I got to go.
On
I can't.
The money line now.
you're going to enjoy watching this later. All right, so that is, I think you're a better team. I think the Rams, you know, they got lucky against Dallas. They were tipping their plays. The Saints was a team that didn't take advantage of opportunities. If one more fucking faggot bitches about that call, I don't care. I don't care about that. So why are
Excuse me, did you want me back on the air?
Not you.
Oh, well, I thought I was raping
are
and then you said
on,
my name.
Are you watching me on a cam tipping
Goodbye.
You
Oh, my gosh.
So, Taylor.
But, you know, I'm...
Why
no,
are you...
I'm not really... It's not. It's just nerves like with any other game. Like, I do think the Patriots are the better team here. On paper, they're the better team. It's like experience over, you know, a rookie. So, I'm just nervous because, like, the vibe in this city, you know what I mean? It's like everyone hates the Patriots, and it's just like... There's always that level of, you know, question, I wonder. But we've got this. I think on paper and everything, we've got this. Experience is the best, like, is the best thing to have on your side, and that's what we have.
Well, let's
go. I don't think you're right. The Rams are that good, but we do have to be. There's a few scary players, you know. Aaron Donald is really, really scary. So, I mean, it just depends. He gets to, like, the quarterback as quick as Brady throws the ball. So, you know what I mean? It's scary in that regard, but in the end, I think we pull through.
Do you think – what is the line? The line opened with the Rams laying one. Now it's already up to, last I saw, is it 2.5, 1.5 back down?
It's 2.5. Pats are -145 on the money line. But what I got the over at was 55.5. Then it's gone up. It went up to 57, and now it's back to 56.
I like 56 under. I like under
so,
55.5.
I'm going to lean, obviously, Pats money line and the over 55.5. So that's what I'm going to do. And also, I'm going to lean on just fucking winning the game.
Yeah, I think you guys win. I think it goes under. Fun fact, the Patriots have never, aside from the Atlanta game, they've never won a Super Bowl by more than 3 points, and they've never scored a touchdown in the first quarter. I'm taking the under in the first half of this game. I'm taking the prop bet that the first touchdown, I'm going to say, is not only the Rams. I'm going to say it's Todd Gurley Jr., but I think you guys eke this game out 21 to 17. That's my prediction.
You know what's so funny? I have it right here. I'm taking the first quarter under 10.5 because I know the Patriots do not score touchdowns in the first quarter. They only scored 3 points against the Eagles, and that was it. So I like the first quarter under 10.5.
Yeah, I'm not just a pretty set of tits. I know my stuff, Taylor Stevens. I know.
Oh, I know you do. And I don't know. We'll see. I like I like James White. I've been studying prop bets all week. So I like James White receiving yards over 53.5. So it's either going to be him or Sony Michel. So I hope I'm right with James White.
We were talking about James White yesterday. I got a lot of mileage out of him in the videos because I used to say all the receivers, you know, Hogan, Edelman, Gronk, all Brady's receivers are white. And I said even his black receiver is white. So... Oh, that's a good giggle. Look, Taylor, we will get up to Canada soon. If you don't get back here soon, best of luck. I will be DMing you some tweets on Super Bowl Sunday when I'm at Stand Up New York doing the show. Thank you for this lovely top. I cannot thank you enough.
Thank you. I love talking to you guys. Thank you so much. Wish me luck, and let's have some fun on Sunday.
Follow Cam, what's the thing? Cam with Tay. CamWithTay.
CamWithTay.com.
CamWithTay.com. There you go. Taylor Stevens, everyone. Let her hear.
Love you guys.
Bye, Taylor.
Bye.
Don't kiss anyone when you're sick.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Gino, we have guests.
All right.
I'd like to bring in our first guest first. We got to go into stoppage time today.
Oh, yeah. Well, please. We'll go right into it.
I'm going to make the 10:38. Absolutely hilarious. I love this guy whenever I get to bump into him. He has his own brilliant show right here on Compound Media, Two Drink Minimum. You can catch it every Friday. They also have it free on YouTube, which is a brilliant idea. He does it with Mike Ward. Love the guy. Please welcome our dear friend, Mr. Pantelis, everybody.
Pantelis, everyone.
Gentlemen.
Come here.
What do you want me?
I want you to give me a fucking best. Oh, thank you so
much.
Oh, well, you know, it's a little. How good does this smell? Seriously, smell that. Oh, that is porn. Oh, yeah.
Fuck him, Big P.
Very porny.
Fuck him.
Sit right
there. Fuck him, Big P.
We got some kids coming in. Pantelis, thanks so much. Congrats. Well, not congrats. Just thanks so much for being a part of the network. You've been on it with Mike now. I'm gonna say 7-8 months.
Yeah, it's going to be a year soon. Yeah, 7-8 months.
Yeah, it's coming up on a year. You guys, you're on every Friday, right?
Yeah, 4 p.m.
And you were in studio. You did it live here about 2 months ago, but I was out of town doing something.
Yeah, you left.
I'd say comedy, but come on, who are we kidding? But I was doing something.
I'm assuming it was porn related.
Yeah, well, you see, when you got this, I might. This might be my new look. I might just do all bikini tops.
That's gay. You call everybody faggot. You can't dress like that.
Damn it. Thought I could sneak one in.
I've been following 2DM and seeing this, watching this Gad Amalia story break. And it's huge. I think people knew down here. I'd never run into him really because I don't frequent gay steam baths.
Damn it.
But I've been watching you guys talk about it. Fill us in on this Gad Amalia story.
Yeah, so this guy's been stealing jokes for a while. He's a French comic. He originally stole a lot of jokes from Seinfeld, Stephen Wright.
Really?
Yeah, but verbatim. That's what that new video that came out this week on Monday, that's what the guy was showing. He was showing the bits in English and then his in French, and some of them were verbatim. He wouldn't even change places.
So I never even thought of that. And nice pull.
He was like stealing Carlin bits, yeah. Basically. Like big Carlin
bits.
Chunks and just yeah. Swapping them. Like, ew.
But he's just saying them in French.
Qu'est-ce que yeah. C'est? Le stuff. You need yeah. The big house for le stuff. Yeah. And then the stuff is in their place and then blah, 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 blah.
Are you out of your
but
mind?
More French.
And how big? I
he works at the cellar. Esty loves him.
You're full of shit.
Huge.
Esty loves him.
What?
Yeah. He has a baby with the Princess of Monaco.
Yeah. It's like a celebrity.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
You have no idea who Gad Amalia is. And then him and Seinfeld did a show together, yeah. And Seinfeld went out, and he's like, apparently I'm the English him. And everyone's like, they are the best friend, Gad Amalia, yeah. And Seinfeld. They are such good friends because they were on the show together. Hey, me and Seinfeld were on a show at Gotham. We hang out all the time. We're yeah. Best friends.
I miss you, buddy. We used to always go yachting, and now you're
not
hanging out
Seinfeld.
With Seinfeld.
Yeah. I love the dirty stuff you're doing.
That's him.
Yeah. Gad Amalia. It's crazy. And he stole from a whole bunch of Montreal guys, too,
oh, of
right?
Course. He stole from one of our friends. He just keeps doing... Plus, this guy, remember, he has a baby with the Prince of Monaco, right?
I've forgotten that already.
And we had on a guy that raped a man.
Good. Not important. The guy before, I saw that guy.
Yeah.
But we're talking about big money, right? He stole a joke from open micer. He went on stage and he talked about how he can't afford an air conditioner in his apartment. Who the fuck's gonna believe that? He doesn't even change it. It's so stupid.
I can't afford the air conditioner on my apartment.
You're touring with Seinfeld and fucking royalty. Can't afford an air conditioner, huh?
My Lamborghini is broken.
that in itself just shows like how dumb people have become. And they, yeah. Like, do they laugh at it when he's doing that?
Yeah.
Oh.
The majority of people don't give a fuck. That's what I learned.
Yeah. But most people don't care. I don't think that there's any love of... There's very few people that really chase after stand-up as an art form, but it's like the fact that Gino makes money doing it. It's like, you know, it's not important what where it comes from. It's just that he makes people laugh, and he's a joyous guy. Yeah. And I say that, you know, I love what you do, obviously, and
what
it's a joke.
What do I do again?
What? But it's the more I'm starting to see, like, when we go out on the road, and stuff, people want to have a good time. They don't care about, like... the theft thing isn't going to stop someone huge. Like, Russell Peters had tons of allegations against them. That didn't bring him down. So
it's almost like, and I think we all agree, it's like everything, the market adjusts, you know? And right now, sure, if you want to chase that, if you're like, I want to be on Netflix, I want to get, that's great. And you can do that. Yeah. And you can pursue, well, instead of it coming from inside, you can be like, well, this is what they want. This will work on Netflix. Let me write down these bits and let me craft. But that's not coming from inside.
It's not. I've seen premise. I've seen people talk about the same premise. People talk about fucking the presidents. People talk about rape, you know, premise. Yeah. But this guy's lifting actual bits, the full fucking bit.
But you know what they're fucking great. But you know what I've often said? This is going to be.
Gino, we have Gadamala calling in.
Nice.
I heard he had a mini stroke and his jaw isn't working as quickly as he'd like. What a handsome son of a bitch.
Can you get the Skype?
There's no noise.
It's going to ring. He's calling in.
Hit the button.
You hit it. It's right in front of you. They're sticklers to the button. Gadamala. Oh, my. Does he look like that? Gadamala.
A little bit. Not so much, but a little bit.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Ah, bonjour. Merci. Thank you. I lost myself there. Hang on. The microphone is in the way.
No, Danny used to be a world-famous detective.
There we go.
What does that mean? Is this Grand Theft Auto?
Oh, make sure that we do that later. When I drive to the Grand Theft Auto.
So you have been accused of, well, I don't even know if it's stealing. I mean, what you're doing is just regurgitating bits in a day. You're translating Seinfeld. I always look at that and not that. Are you blowing someone right now?
Happy.
Yeah. You're basically being accused of translating Seinfeld into another language.
I'm sorry, I have mild autism.
Your eyes
sometimes
are so...
Sometimes my head will shake.
Your eyes are so blue.
So bright.
I write my own material. What I do is I see the material.
It looks.
I get inspired.
It looks like you're trying to get down a lozenge right now. That's what it looks like. It just looks like you got four holes in your mouth. And you're about to talk, but first you have to get... It's like, you know what
Look
I mean?
Look at it, like it's a demon.
It's like, I just gotta... it's just sucked behind the gum. All right, so go on. It gets the laugh down perfectly. Are you... So what I'm saying is, I'm alone. I don't know when Berg decided he was just... you leave me alone.
Amazing, look at
Thank God you're here.
Sorry, I got the lozenge.
Did you get it?
Yes, I think it's better now.
Garrett, would you take
What was the... Let me explain to you, okay? Yeah. I am, like many comedians, I am influenced by...
I can't even... There you go.
I am influenced by so many things that I see.
Right.
Mr. Pantelis, I watch him. He do his comedy. I live in the apartment. I have a girlfriend. My hair is long. Other people I watch, the Gino, he do, the Holocaust is cool. I am old. My dick does not work.
Yes.
But for me, what I am influenced by is watching other comedians.
Right.
So I watch them.
So you're saying you're...
And then I write my material based on watching them.
No, you watch them, then you copy down what they say.
As a black man.
Yeah. My favorite joke.
Right.
Was Stuart Francis. Very funny Canadian comedian. He moved to England. I stole many jokes from him that I wrote. What he would say is he goes, a lot of people say that I steal jokes. Well, they can kiss my black ass. And he was white.
No, it sounds like... So you haven't gotten any... Are you okay? You're very serious all of a sudden. You're very serious. Have you gotten any pushback from this, aside from our good friends, Mikey Ward and Pantelis, calling you out for being a fucking no-talent crook?
No, nobody really complained.
I feel like you're
at the Comedy Cellar, they give me walk-on privilege.
Sure.
Oh. Very excitement. And I ain't never done nothing to nobody. I never got nothing from nobody, no time. And until I get something from somebody sometime, I'll never do nothing.
Maybe if you put lipstick on your actual lips, it would register better. Maybe. I don't know. Well, I think what you're doing, this, and I've said this before, and I bet you'll agree, like, the beauty of comedy is, like, when you're doing your own stuff, it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, the rush you get when you say something funny, or the fun you have crafting a bit when it doesn't work. What you're doing seems like work. You know what I mean? Like, you have to memorize someone else's stuff. You have to show up and present it. It's got no ties to you. That's like a job.
You know what? That might be a job. That might be it. The fact that there's no ties, if something bombs, you know when something bombs, like, ah, fuck, it didn't work.
You're cheating yourself.
It might bomb, and he might be like, well, it's not my fault. That wasn't mine.
But you get, what's the point? Then it's a job.
Yeah.
Then you're traveling just to you're giving speeches. Why would you want to do that?
We.
Look at it.
We what? Just said we. Are you practicing talking? Are you in? You know what this will be great for? Here's what I want you to do. Google stroke victim stories, and then we'll just have them call in, and it'll be perfect.
What does it say? Oh, it still says that he was a detective.
Yeah, did you know Danny is a world-famous detective? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, it's you.
Ah.
What are you angry about?
Look at
this actually looks like...
I wrote a new joke. Do you want to hear?
Yes.
I probably have heard it before, but I've never heard you tell it. So
I used to work at McDonald's making minimum wage.
Sure.
You know what that means when someone pays you minimum wage? You know what your boss was trying to say? Hey, if I could pay you less, I would, but it's against the law.
For more
comedy legend Chris Rock, check out the 30 funniest pieces on celebrity relationship advice.
There you go. So do you ever feel like... You're not getting any. Do you ever just feel like you're not getting anything out of this other than money? Do you feel hollow as a result of just regurgitating other people's bits? Like there's no creative energy in anything
you're
doing?
Hello to you too.
What's that?
Hello to you too.
That's not what I said. I said, do you feel hollow, empty inside? All right.
Sitting on a park bench.
It's fine.
Eyeing little girls
they always
with
sing
bad at, intent. They always sing, oh, hey, Aqualung.
Look at his face.
Snotty's running down his nose. Greasy finger smearing shabby clothes.
I love it.
Aqualung.
So how long are you in town for, man?
I'm flying out tonight.
Flying out. How long were you in town for?
2 days. I came for Kumia yesterday.
Oh, that's great. I was watching that show. That's
a fun
fucking show, dude.
Fucking Bob Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Kelly. Yeah. That's a good time. I was talking to the boss about the Artie thing, and he lost his mind laughing when I said, I mean, if you punch Artie Lang in the nose and knock him out, how hard is it to drag him inconspicuously into a van?
Yeah.
Like, I never thought of that. Yeah. He was. Did I see a story, by the way, that Artie went back into, like, a long-term rehab, or was that fake?
No, I saw on his Twitter account, it said that he's not going to tweet for a while because he's going through rehab or something, right?
Yes.
Is that real?
Yes. Yeah? I recall that. I read that.
Yeah, you wrote that.
No, very sad about RD.
You can do all his great jokes now because, you know, he will be around.
At the sailor. Hey, did you hear about Tony Curtis pooed his pants and had to put a rope?
I actually did hear that. Tell me more.
They call me Gad.
Yeah, we
all
know.
All right, I got to go. This is making my head sweat because I have to wear a hat so that it picks up on me.
Tell you what, Gad, thanks for stopping by.
Ah, merci beaucoup. The pleasure is all yours.
I'm going to bring in two more guests to further cover up my tits. Is that good?
All right, I'm going to nod my head while you do that. We're getting the hang of this.
Why are there hearts behind you? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you're doing for the big game. Do you get into the Super Bowl, Pantelis?
Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to be at Stand Up New York. You know, they're going to have the game on. They're going to have comics like my good friend Amari Castillo.
Hi.
Also known as Part-Time Bro. The guy that you just saw as an animation a few moments ago. everyone knows Gad with glasses on. Freddie G. That's his real name. Freddie G.
Freddie G.
His last name is G. It's the letter. That way when you need a comic who begins with G, first guy that pops up.
Or if you want to pretend you're a black comic, Freddie G is a black guy's name.
Really?
Yeah. Freddie G.
Gina loves black people.
Yeah, but isn't the G spelled with two G's?
That's true, yeah.
Thanks for getting that. It's a racial slur. All right. You look like you've committed a hate crime, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You dangerous, angry ginger?
This morning, not so far.
Now, why don't you explain to everyone, myself included, what the fuck we're doing on Sunday at Stand Up New York?
Yeah, Freddie.
Oh, I've been trying. Yeah. They were telling jokes during the Super Bowl.
Do me a favor and get further from the microphone. Could you stand? Use the goddamn mic like you're in show business, kiddo.
I usually hold the mic.
Okay. So what are we doing on Sunday?
We're like riffing on the Super Bowl.
Riffing on the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
But it's a party. It's not a comedy show. I think people are getting confused with the marketing.
Really?
But it's cheaper than going to a bar because it's $30, unlimited food and drink, which that's what we're more concerned about.
Oh, that sounds like that's a good dare. Now, what kind of, will there be whiskey available?
Oh, hey, Gino, it's Standards and Practices.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Pleasure to have A. Marie and Freddie and Pentelis on. Just had a concern here. It's $30 all you can eat and drink?
Yes.
Well, how are they going to make money?
Yeah. because John will be selling cocaine in the bathroom.
Ah, totally follow that. Football, that game is happening on Sunday.
Yes, that is a big game. The Patriots, the Geno's Picks video will be filmed a little. I should just wear this.
You should.
It's at least.
Are you going to release your pick or should we wait? No, we'll wait.
No, I'm already leaning Patriots. The thing about my people are like, oh, I can make the picks. I'm like, you're an idiot. My picks are about dick jokes. It's not about. I can tell you right now, I'm going to bet the Patriots in the under, and there's a 50% chance I'm right. I'm not trying to wow you with my football knowledge. I'm wearing a fucking tube top, people, or whatever it is.
It's called a bikini top.
Listen,
thank you.
Well, Stephanie and I are having people over at the house for the game.
How is Stephanie?
Stephanie's doing great.
His wife, Stephanie Grigiani. Where do they live?
Westchester.
That's right. How's the kids?
Well, Nathan Jr.'s out.
He's out?
Is that what it was?
Started his own gang. I got to tell you, kid had a lot of struggles in high school, but he'll tell you, he did great in the joint, right?
Yeah, he really acclimated himself to that skills. Type of life, and being divided on race worked really well for him.
Yeah.
And he's home now. I caught him doing chin-ups in the breakfast nook.
Good kid. Little misunderstood, but you worked through shit.
She was sharpening a toothbrush in the basement.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Has he keistered anything? Have things been popping up that you have no idea where they were?
I do not check my son's butthole.
Well, you might want to do that.
Yeah.
Might want to do that. I'm sure.
But we do have a football story that you could cover with us since you guys are football experts.
That is a brilliant idea. The one on Rob Gronkowski?
Yes. As you know, Mr. Gronkowski was in the film Shrek and Shrek 2.
No, he was not.
He might have been.
He does want to become an actor, though.
Really?
He's rumored to be, and that's what this is what the story touches upon. He's talking about retiring. I don't have to tell you, Freddie G, you look like you cranked one out to a tight end in your life. He's talking about retiring. And he was either, there was one rumor he's going to go to the WWE and another that he's going to pursue acting. And I think he should pursue acting, not that WWE isn't acting. But he is in hot water, name of the show, because he made a suggestive remark to a female reporter. New England Patriots star Rob Gronkowski drew backlash Tuesday, that's 2 days ago, after making a sexually aggressive, suggestive remark to a female reporter during Super Bowl Media Day. Do you know what it was?
What was it?
I'm so excited to hear.
You will be bantering about this at the show on Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah, this will be the first hour.
Are we going to play it?
Yeah, what did he say?
They asked him what his chances of returning were next year. Gronkowski, 29, was asked what were the chances he would return next season after playing in Sunday Super Bowl 53, LIII, that's Roman, against the Rams. And he said, you guys know my favorite number. You know what I'm talking about. And he pointed at a female reporter. She knows what number I'm talking about. Ask her, that's the answer. He then tried to break down his answer with a math problem, according to the Post. I'll give you a math problem. What's 6 times 9 plus 6 plus 9?
69.
So she is offended because she's a fucking cunt who has no business in a fucking locker room if she can't act like a reporter. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. That's a guy being a guy. And he wasn't trying to fuck you in the locker room because he can fuck a porn star or a supermodel anytime he wants at home. So why would he fuck an uptight twat cunt reporter?
The guy with a bikini top on.
Honestly, I'm amazed that he knows the multiplication tables.
That's pretty good. Sat on that for 20 minutes. Your thoughts on it?
You know I'm so sick of these females.
I mean, the woman is in the locker room and she's bitching that it's like sexually... Is anyone else just...
But that's his actual number.
No. His number is 80... What is his number?
87.
Oh, then yeah, I see what he's saying.
No, he's saying there's a 70% chance I will return next year to play.
No, I think he said he's going to rape her. Is what?
No, that's not what he said.
You don't know any deaf people. You don't speak sign. You don't speak numbers. That's the problem.
I just think it's.
I want to go on his boat.
He's got a boat?
He's got a nice boat.
Hey, Marie, would you do sex on him?
Hell yes, I would.
Condom or no condom?
No condom.
Nice.
Why would you?
We do have Rob calling in. He's getting ready for the game. He's practicing over at MetLife Stadium.
No, he's not.
Where are they playing?
Atlanta.
Yeah, he's practicing at MetLife.
They're playing in Hotlanta. You can bet on whether Romo and Nance will say Hotlanta once. That's the over-under is 1.5. I say no. Garrett?
No, never.
Never. And there's another one they were talking about on Dynasty. How many times will they say Dynasty? They won't. I don't think they'll say it.
How many times will they say Brady?
During the telecast. That's how they get you. Once the game ends, then they might say Dynasty. Whatever.
How long does Oprah sing the anthem for?
We had a Kevin Goatee on yesterday. He's like, well, Aretha Franklin singing the national anthem. Like, well, then take the over because it's going to take him 2 hours to dig her up. Anyone want to hit the...
Oh, is that how you...
Rob! Yeah, I'd fuck him. Rob Gronkowski!
I like his family.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
Not much. I heard there's a girl there who wants to fuck.
Yes, that is... That is, she's DTF.
That's fucking sweet, man. I was trying to fuck this reporter yesterday. I tried to rape her.
Anyone ever tell you you talk just like Standards and Practices son that just got out of jail?
No, man. It's a totally different octave, totally different cadence, man. This is more Matthew McConaughey.
I apologize.
Thank you.
Now, you were being accused of,
hey,
you know,
Gino, quick question, sure. Man. Yeah, they're saying that I made some in your windows.
No, innuendo. Innuendo.
What?
Innuendo. That's, you know. That's where we put it
what
in Garrett after we give him a steak.
I'm not gay.
No. You're being accused of, in fact, even a teammate said you're crossing
the
line.
Yeah, we play on the same team, but that don't mean I'm gay.
I would like to know which teammate.
Former Jets linebacker.
Oh, former Jets.
And I like Bart Scott. He's the one that when they beat the Patriots, like, can't wait.
Gino, that's the girl trying to fuck me?
Yeah, that's the girl trying to do fuck.
Nice.
Really?
I'm not gay.
Well, she's
I like your accent.
Thanks, man.
Many in attendance.
No dome, huh? But two, yeah.
Many people.
Hey, you ever been to the Superdome? No. Me neither, because I don't wear them.
No. Superdome's in New Orleans.
All right.
One fan in attendance said.
Mercedes-Benz.
Hey, Amory. Yeah. Hurry up, Gino. Get to the punch so I can start doing the jokes.
You can hit on Amory.
Just get to the punch about the 69 thing I said.
Well, that's what they said. Someone said it's crossing the line, that you've gotten a pass for far too long. This is some fucking, of course, a chick radio host for the fan. And she said, I think part of the pass is that it comes with the fact that you've been doing this a long time and you don't have anything in your past or your private life that would indicate it's actually an issue. It just seems like an act. So this woman basically said, she explained perfectly why he can do this. Because it's a fucking joke. I can see if he'd punched a woman or had the simple accusation of rape.
No,
but he doesn't.
It's not. It's just. It's, you know. Watch this. Hey, Alfred Mary, how are you?
Hey, Marie.
Great, how are you?
Is your name Winter?
No.
Because you'll be coming soon.
It's Winter now, Gronk.
Hey, Marie. I could have called heaven and asked for an angel, but I was hoping you're a slut instead.
Pentelis loved that one.
Watch this. Watch. Here. Hey, Blair, you pretend to be the lady reporter.
Oh, I can't wait.
Hey, Gronk, what's your favorite number?
Can you do telekinesis? Because you made part of me move without even touching it.
Sounds stupid. I love it.
And 69 is my
favorite. Please don't get injured like you always do.
Hey, Pantelis.
Please don't get injured like you always do.
You got long hair. One of my friends told me girls hate oral. You want to help me prove them wrong?
Can we go on your boat?
Hey, Freddie.
Oh, yeah, hey.
You a drill sergeant? Because you got my private standing at attention.
I thought you said you weren't gay. You're hitting on this sexy little ginger.
I thought they were girls. Hey, Marie, your breasts remind me of Mount Rushmore. My face should be among them.
I actually like that one.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I like it.
I know you don't. You don't like condoms, right? Right. You like to draw? Because I put the D in raw.
You know what I'd love? I'd love if we had one of those animation guys doing these. All right, look, Gronk.
One quick question. Another one for this reporter lady over there. Yes, a question from CNN. There you go, ma'am.
Yes.
Hey, how many passes do you tend to catch this game?
I want to... damn it.
You want to see if you can add has an awesome gag reflex to your resume?
That just sounds like an aggressive sexual, you know.
Oh, shit, shit. The FBI wants to steal my penis. Can I hide it inside you?
That seems like that has worked.
I'm not into watching sunsets, but I'd love to see you go down.
That seems like it may have worked before.
You have any Polish Jewish inside you? Would you like some?
Because he's Polish and Jewish. There you go.
I don't think I want Jewish. Your babies, but I wouldn't mind refining my baby-making technique with you, especially in the asshole.
Now, Gronk, as long as we have you here and we can put aside, because we're intelligent people that don't look for something to be offended by,
right.
You jokingly say there's a 69%, 70% chance you're going to retire. How about you, and I know you said you wanted to take 2 weeks off after the Super Bowl before you decide, but as long as we have you here, yeah. Why don't you give our fans a little fucking inside info and tell us what you will be doing come March of this year.
All right. Well, first of all, hey, Marie, your smile is almost as big, warm, and lovely as my penis.
There you go.
As of January, we'll be chilling out. I'll be having the Super Bowl, the award, the big thing. I'll take that with me.
The Lombardi Trophy?
Yeah.
Why am I looking at him? The Lombardi Trophy?
And then I'm hoping with this reporter to maybe play Carpenter. You know, first we'll get hammered, then I'll nail her.
I'm closing with that this weekend, Pandelis.
That's a good one.
Hey, those clothes would look great in a crumpled heap on my bedroom floor.
They would, they would. So you will be retiring? Are you going to pursue acting?
No, I'm not going to retire. Quick question, hey, Marie. Are you a raisin?
No.
Because you're raising my dick.
That sounds like something Gronk would say.
Yeah, that is.
You know what? It's true. If it's true that we are what we eat, I'm going to be you by the morning.
He's saying he's going to go down on you, eh, Marie?
I understand.
Yeah, I'd love to kiss those beautiful, luscious lips and the one on your face, too.
That's a vagina joke.
I'm a bird watcher. Do you know that, Gino?
I was unawares, Gronk.
Yeah, I'm a bird watcher. I'm looking for a big-breasted bed thrasher. You seen one?
That's so bad. No, I have not seen one.
Oh.
Gronk should come on every week.
It's pretty fun.
I lost my keys. Can I check your pussy?
That's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Hey, tell your boobs to stop staring at my eyes.
How amazing would that have been if he said it to the reporter?
Oh, I wish he did.
Was your dad a baker? Because you got a nice pussy.
I don't see how they jive.
Are you a doctor?
No.
Because you just cured my erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Did you ever play football? You're a big son of a bitch.
I did. I played a bit, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to Sun Youth. I think Aaron knows. I played a bit and I hated it.
Why?
Because I'm a hockey guy. I like to fight back.
You're so fucking Canadian.
You can't do that in football. I kept getting in trouble.
What were you? I'm guessing you were either a lineman or a tight end.
Yeah, they had put me on the offensive line.
Yeah, they put you on because you're hard to fucking move.
Yeah.
And I could see you not liking that.
Because people were going for my knees and shit.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
How far did you get? Like Sun Youth, I don't know what that is.
Dude, within the first season, I just, one day I stopped going.
Really?
Is that
I just stopped. I said,
but I would think you're too big.
I was 15, right? And one of the coaches met me at a hockey tournament. And he said, you
here
know what?
Here comes a rape story.
Yeah, he's like, you should, yeah, it was weird because I didn't know him. He's like, you ever play football? I was like, no. He's like, you should come. You're a big guy. You're fat. You can't teach size.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, but it's probably a good thing, because if you played football, you'd be fucking the size of this whole fucking desk now. That's
it's like he wanted you to come.
Yeah, I thought, I'm like, maybe I get laid, all right.
Yeah. you ever play football? No. Come to my apartment where no one can hear you scream. Yeah. We'll size you up for a helmet. My helmet.
I played for 5 years also, yeah.
Did you really?
It was touch football and Hebrew school recess, but yes, I did play.
There you go. There you go. How did that go for you?
I was not that good.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
fantastic. Oh, yes, repeatedly.
The reporter from Fox Local CBS News, your question?
It's going to be a dick joke answer, but let's...
Hey, Gronk, you expect to catch any touchdowns this game?
Yeah. When I saw you, I lost my tongue. Can I put yours in my mouth?
It's just terrible.
But these are things Gronk would say.
You're exactly...
With the IQ.
Do these ever work, Gronk?
Yes, he has a boat.
Sure. I hope you like dragons, Gino.
Why?
Because I'll be dragging my balls across your face tonight.
That's why he's always injured.
You enjoyed that one, didn't you, Gronk? Well, he's gone. He fell over loud. He said, look at him. Like, would you ever?
He's having so much fun.
Hey, Marie, are you an archaeologist?
What's that?
Is A. Marie an archaeologist?
Let me check. Hey, A. Marie, are you an archaeologist?
For Gronk, yes.
Yeah, because I got a bone for you to examine.
There you go.
You got a shovel?
What's that?
You got a shovel?
No.
Because I'm digging that ass.
You got field passes for Sunday?
Yeah. Do you have any?
No, I'm just hanging out. I got to play the game. Yeah. Do you work at Home Depot?
No.
Because
no.
You're giving me wood.
That's so stupid.
Are you my new boss?
Yes.
Because you just gave me a raise. So you're so selfish, you're going to have that body the rest of your life, and I just want it for one night. Okay. Ha!
Didn't get to end this. That's a good show.
I want to know the girl's name. I'd like to look her up.
I mean, she's a twat. She's a twat.
Ha!
What are you doing?
Ha!
You said that already.
Ha!
Okay. Hello, Gronk.
I'm wasted, but this condom in my pocket doesn't have to be.
That's great.
Thank you.
I'm wasted, but the condom in my pocket doesn't have
What has four legs and doesn't have the most beautiful girl on it?
What?
My bed. You want to change that?
There you go. So these actually work? Or do you just say, I'm Gronk, I'm rich, get on my boat?
No, it's pretty good. Hey, Marie, your legs are like an Oreo cookie. I want to split them and eat all the good stuff in the middle.
Oh. I feel much more comfortable about being in a bikini top.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I recognize you. You the lottery lady on TV?
Say yes.
Because I'm picturing you holding up my balls.
That's so dumb.
I love these.
How many of these
well, look, I know that we hit it off, and I'm going to have sex with you tonight, so you might as well be there. Well, one more question. You need a stud in your life because I got the STD and all I need is you.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, I like that one, Gronk.
Not bad at all. At any rate, I think this story goes away. Yeah. I think the woman, like, what do you...
You can call me a cake because I'll go straight to your ass.
Okay, so the point I'm making is this just shows how dumb people... It's a joke about... And
yeah, it's a joke.
She
Fuck
knows.
Me if I'm wrong. But dinosaurs still exist, right?
No, they don't. Oh, I see what you did. Gronk has been making the same joke a while, including more cringeworthy version at the Daytona 500 auto race in 2017. People aren't happy about it. Look, if you're not happy about it, don't watch football.
Yeah.
You have a big, dumb animal that can fuck anyone he wants and fucking makes money getting his head bashed in for your entertainment. Can't, you know, make a joke about fucking banging women and not you, you ugly hag.
Yeah, hag.
Then get.
question from ABC News Sports 7. Go ahead.
Hey, Gronk.
Is she okay?
Do you think you'll make a tackle if you play on defense?
Yeah, I definitely will. Question for you. Did you grow up on a chicken farm?
No. Because
you're sure good at raising cocks.
Okay. Anything else, Gronk?
Yeah, you a tortilla?
Yes.
Because I want to flip you over and eat you out.
It was very specific, a lot of these lines.
I gotta close stronger. Hang on.
More strongly. You need a stronger closer.
I'd like to see Gronk with a real groupie, and he does enough of these so that she won't sleep.
He's fun.
Call me Leaves.
He's great. What's that?
Call me Leaves.
Why?
Because you should be blowing me.
Do one more, Gronk.
Do one more. That wasn't as strong.
You want to do a 68? You go down on me and I'll owe you one?
All right. We like that.
I like that
Thank
one.
Thank you. Hey, you know what I like in a girl?
My penis.
That's right. You ever try an Australian kiss? It's like a French kiss, but down under.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
You got that one, too.
Remember my name, because you'll be screaming it later to the police.
Like a rape. It's like a promise of rape.
I gotta go, man. I got a big game on Sunday, man.
Memory lane.
I'm gonna kiss Tom Brady on the mouth.
I'd kiss Tom Brady.
I'd kiss Tom Brady anywhere.
Beautiful lips.
What's that? What is the opening play of the Super Bowl?
Hey, Gino, the only reason I'd kick you out of bed is to fuck you in the ass on the floor.
Thank you. Good to know.
Opening play?
What's the opening play of the Super Bowl? Is it a run or a pass, Gronk? I can bet on it if you tell me.
It's gonna be a run.
Okay. Run to Sony Michelle. All right, well, there you go. That was
Thanks,
Gronk. That was
Made
Gronk, everyone.
Day.
13th minute of stoppage time. Let's get to some good stuff. What do you got going on back in Canada, Pantelis?
All kinds of stuff. So we got the show every Friday.
Show's fantastic. Show's Thanks fun. So much for bringing it here.
By the way, I want to say something right now.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about how it's a sure bet for the Patriots this Sunday.
I think it is.
I think it
Same.
Is. Secretly now, I want them to lose.
Sure.
So that a man listens to you, bets a lot of money, and then has to tell his wife, but the guy in the bra told me.
Stripper's halter top.
Gino makes a lot of people lose money if they listen to him. His picks. Daddy, what were the picks this season?
76% since December 1st.
December 1st.
That's a 7 more percent chance than Gronk is coming back.
And that's the beauty of gambling. Like, you can put any twist on it. I was 33% before that, which is awful. Yep. But let me tell you, when you get this hot, every break I wasn't getting, I was getting. If you were gambling with me now, you made that money back and then some. But that's the logic. You know, if it was the other way around, I'd be like, well, you made so much money the first half of the year. That's the beauty of it. But yeah, Daddy's on a little hot streak, a little bit.
I think you'll be gone soon.
But the beauty of gambling is no one makes money gambling. The fun of gambling is just the stupid ways you fucking lose.
It's the anxiety.
Me and Garrett were talking about it, like that terrible call in the Saints game, which I still don't give a fuck. The Saints
they should have won, and they lost a long time ago.
Thank you. They had so many opportunities. But now that gambling's legal, fucking one betting company, one sports book in New Jersey, refunded money to the gamblers. Yeah, and you know why?
Oh, come on.
You know why? And we talked about this because people that just started to gamble because it's legal will be like, oh, how nice. And they'll go back because they're not addicted to it yet. Let me tell you, people that are addicted to gambling would not be like, that's it. I'm never gambling again.
Yeah, that's
true. You know what? This heroin's a bad move. I'm done with this shit. But that's how dumb people are. That's the beauty of gambling. Like those idiots that wanted their money back, they don't enjoy gambling like we do. Like, when I lose a bet, I'm texting Garrett. I'm like, did Eli Manning just throw a meaningless touchdown to Odell Beckham Jr.? I might have called him a different name. To Odell Beckham Jr. with no time left in the game so they could lose by less than 7.5? He did. Okay. Hey, I hit the over in the fucking Patriots-Chiefs game. Why? Because I knew they were going to score 40 points in the fourth quarter. No, you didn't. All right.
Daddy, I'm glad you're back on a hot streak.
We'll see. We'll see how long it lasts. So back in Canada, you got shows coming up?
Yeah, I got shows. If anybody's interested, at the Comedy Nest, February 24th, I'll be there. Mike, we're talking to you guys, right? There's going to be, I think, in May, Comedians of the Compound. You guys are coming with us.
Yeah, we're coming up. Doing what are we doing? Club Soda.
Yeah, going to be fun. It's
going to be
awesome.
Lovely
Quebec.
You guys are going to get to hang out with Poseidon.
Yeah, very excited.
That's going to be a great fucking time.
Garrett can't come. He doesn't have a passport.
No, use your license?
It doesn't take that long. Just get it now. Get it made.
Have a passport. He's being stupid. Wait, do you have a passport?
We got to get you one, buddy.
Most Americans don't, apparently.
Got to get one. Hey, Gino, are you hungry?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Because I'm let you suck this dick.
That's terrible. I'm going to let you finish. You guys, I will be with Sunday. Follow you at Part Time Bro.
Yep.
Correct? Kenny G, you play football. I'm
Kenny
kidding.
G.
Bobby G, I apologize.
Freddy G.
I apologize.
Oh, no, of course.
He's like, Kenny G's fine.
At Orange Freddy G on Instagram and Twitter. And I'll be there Sunday.
That's going to be, so we're just going to get stupid drunk and talk football, right?
Yes.
That's all it is. Like,
I'm looking forward to it. I hope people come out. Like, I think it'll be.
Gino, it's at Stand Up New York. People can use their laugh passes to get in for free.
Oh, that's why they pay the big money. You can.
They do. Why not?
Wow. Yeah. Unlimited if you use your laugh pass, come on in. And I'll show you the other picture Cam sent me. Cam would take.
Can you wear this?
Yeah, I'm going to wear this for the video.
Yeah, even if you didn't like football, unlimited beer for 4 hours for $30 is an amazing deal.
I don't
love the music, by the way. I love
that's
you guys
Kenny G.
very much.
Kenny G, yes.
It's Freddie's brother.
Fucking Fantella's just I thought there would be fresh owl meat. We'll see.
Tomorrow night, Philly Comedy Club, me and Gino are going to be there.
You can
smoke cigars inside the venue, which is exciting.
Ellis from Philly's going to be there?
Yeah. Ellis from Philly will
be
there.
What's the code?
12-minute owl, I guess the club fucked up and released like $10 tickets, so you might be better off doing that.
Yeah, just do that.
Next time we'll make a different deal with them. And then I will be headlining Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey all next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Come on out. I'm going to have Fat Justin Smith with me, and we'll see if Gino wants to stop by one night or something. Saturday, I'll be all around the city, New York Comedy Club, Stand Up New York for 5 shows. Check it out. And then we're March 2nd, Chicago. What's the name of the place? At North Bar. Me and Gino, and then we're going to figure out a date for Cleveland. So
I'm hosting for you next month.
Where?
What?
I'm hosting for you next month.
Oh, she's hosting for me at Lucy's Laugh Lounge. Oh, all right, that was amazing. What a great week. Thank you to Pat Tallis. Thank you to Anne-Marie. Thank you to Freddie G,
who made
this great song.
Thank you, Gronk.
Blair it and Don, and we're all going to go fuck Gino in the bathroom right now.
I didn't hear that. I didn't get...
you guys. Be cool. Do you guys want to? Who should fuck Gino first?
Dude, I really think he fucked me. I want to fuck him first.
Yeah, you fuck him first because I think he fucked you on that on steak night. Kenny G's good. Yeah, let's play Kenny G while we fuck him. Do you want to fuck? I want to put an owl in his ass. Fuck him. Yeah, fuck him.
What are you guys?
Fuck him at the public market center.
Bill and Joanne need this desk.